Stability in both the long and short term is important for agriculture as Congress gets further into the budget process. Senate Agriculture Committee economist Matt Erickson spoke to the National Wheat Growers for Agriculture Day this week.
You know, we are going to see net farm income levels this year expected to decline. However, I do think we're going to bounce back. You know, production costs haven't decreased as much as we wanted to see them with commodity prices. But, you know, with budget season here, a lot of talk's going to be about the budget. The House released their budget yesterday, and the Senate's going to release their budget here this morning. But we're going to get past through all that. And what's important for us to keep in mind is, with all the budget debate going on, it's also important to note that when we had the 2014 Farm Bill, farmers and ranchers were concerned about, increasing deficits and increasing debts, and that's why the 2014 Farm Bill, we saved $23 billion over 10 years. And so what's important with the budget debate and with the uncertainties within agriculture this year is keeping a sense of stability for farmers, for them to move forward, because they have a lot of decisions to make this year in terms of which program they're going to elect into, updating their yields, updating their bases, and things like that.
Erickson also noted that being able to pass on farms from one generation to the next is important for the long term of agriculture.
One of the important things that we have to understand, too, is the average age of the farmer is 57, 58 years old. And in order for agriculture to flourish, and this big data component within agriculture to flourish, is transferring that farm to the next generation. And farming is not a... farming is an expensive practice. You've got machinery, you've got land costs, production costs, things like that. The costs just keep piling up. And it's important for us to give young farmers the tools necessary for them to take over that farm in the most efficient way possible.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.